suggests that, quote, only the effective power of religious faith can hope to mobilise action to save the planet from ecological disaster. Any proposal to slow down or reverse our destructive impact on the natural environment leads to talk of sacrifice on the part of consumers in Western developed economies. It may be that only when an understanding of how sacrifice can be a force for good have we any hope of restraining our destructive capabilities.
That was the journalist Madeleine Bunting with her final essay on the retreating roar, the decline of Christianity in this country, and the gaps, often unexpected, that it leaves behind. The producer was David Coombs, and it was a CTVC production for BBC Radio 3. And that and the rest of this week's series and past editions of the essays are available to listen to now or to download by going to the Radio 3 website. You're listening to BBC Radio 3. The time is now 11 o'clock. It's time for me to hand you on to Lopa Qatari for this week's edition of World on 3.
Thanks very much, Ian. Well, I hope you're all enjoying the bank holiday so far. Tonight on World on 3, I'm going to keep the holiday mood going by kicking off with this track. It's a dance tune from a band called Bulpik, and they're from Haiti and masters of compa. That's Haitian street music or Creole merengue. A gentle two-step.
Saya le mwen rive menay mwen sou kote mwen mwen pran nouvèl vini yo ti mama mouri a la campagne
a la campagne
we a we a
toujou ki mon lombwai
aha
ke mon fwèche konti van kapante le mwen rive menay mwen sou kote mwen nouvèl vini.
Oh.
Kampai from Boulpik, a Haitian group that formed about 10 years ago to revive the traditional music of the country's troubadours. Hello and welcome to World on Three. I'm Lopa Katari. On tonight's programme, Cyprus features as our Commonwealth connection, and Ghana's Olympic weightlifter Alberta Mpoma tells us about music that's meant something to her on her journey to become a world-class athlete. Plus, psychedelic grooves, music from Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars latest album, and an Argentinian poet cook come shaman who's gathering quite a following. And my guests on the programme are Nuba Noor, Nubians from southern Egypt, many of whom lost their homes when the Aswan Dam was built and their lands were flooded. That'll be on in about 20 minutes' time. But time for another troubadour now, this time one from Cuba. Alejandro Almenares has been around a long time. In fact, it was his father, Angel, who set up the well-known club Casa de Trova, House of Troubadours, in Santiago de Cuba. Alejandro has been part of some of the foremost bands to come out of Cuba, and yet it's only now, at the age of 76, that he's finally cut a solo record, Casa de Trova Cuba 50s. And it has that sort of put your feet up and let the warmth of the sun soak into your skin kind of feel to it, just like this track, El Son de Vicentico.
Se puede echar un pie si tú lo miras al revés. Es el son de Vicentico. Vicentico es un francesito, también cubano lo es. Si tú lo miras al revés, es el son de Vicentico. Su abuelito se esmeró en hacerle este soncito. Qué tremendo regalito su abuelo le regaló. Francesito, también cubano lo es. Si tú lo miras al revés, es el son de Vicentico. Su abuelito se esmeró en hacerle este soncito. Qué tremendo regalito su abuelo le regaló.
Al derecho y al revés, es el son de Vicentico.
Él aprendió a bailar en un solo ladrillito.
Es el son de Vicentico.
Está sonando, Vicentico está bailando.
Es el son de Vicentico, al derecho y al revés. Thank you.
Chavale romale ta mesa sta tai bachtale me opanze guste trado kadigia ne shoshoi meta e bange gustiske kai korailas kato tut
Ai ge o mete na shavo yek tina shugaro tsavka mamo
Turbo
Tai na stanu ma yek dan dangla hodo dukala balake mamo
Turbo
Ia i te na soker yo modilo sheiro gashu yo na 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 Ai de junga ei aditzavka khala yandre e pustia mamo
Turbo
Ai de lale kare de jo te munti manka thala te mamo
Turbo
Ai de la kare de jo la koronte na dikel mana na 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 Ai de la kare de jo la koronte na dikel mana na 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 Nishka de nadar al tu dar gusti
Gusti
E ya e te la che di lo ye la luma ko choka noi Na 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 E ya e te la che di lo ye la luma ko choka noi Oh lo 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 ma lo ma lo ma
Gusti mo
Dai fe le lo ko fe lo tu shro Ai me de ko tiga shoro Gusti Dai nem kya la ke ezot sofka Kere sheke ma shmogon lo gusti La medje korosi hozo hozo shadala buhos Ay la medje korosi hozo hozo shadala buhos Alo malo 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 na 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 Alo malo 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 na 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 na
Joyous, chatty music from Hungarian folk band Romengo and Rosi, a song about a guy who ran off with a gorgeous babe, only to find that it was the booze that had made him gloss over her single-toothed smile. Not quite so gorgeous after all. Della May is an all-girl Americana band, and I'm talking about Americana in terms of both their music and the fact that all five of them are drawn from different parts of the USA, Boston to Nashville and beyond. So their album, This World Oft Can Be, doesn't sit in any one genre, but it does offer up something for nearly everyone. And this song, Hounds, is one that I particularly like.
Where do you go when the light is low? When your ship is sinking, when the storm explodes, when your heart is
I've sailed with the end for 20. Chasing me down, but it ain't my time.
French bossa nova from Thievery Corporation, Washington-based duo Rob Garza and Eric Hilton, who started mashing up music back in the mid-90s. Décollage is on their seventh studio album, Soldaggi, and the first to be devoted entirely to bossa nova, the music that connected the two of them in the first place. Décollage was sung by Thievery Corporation's longtime collaborator, Lulu Gelikani. You're listening to Lopakatari. In a moment, we're going to hear from Nuba Noor, my guest in session on tonight's programme. But before we do, it's time for Radio 3's Commonwealth Connection. The series is gradually making its way through the music of the 53 member nations that make up the Commonwealth and will be represented at this year's Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. Each week on World on 3, there are two elements to the connection. A heritage track where a sporting hero or cultural dignitary tells us about the music that's been important to their life, their own personal connection to their country. Plus, there's a feature that looks into the music that brings part of that country to life. Tonight, for the heritage track, our world-class athlete is Alberta Ampoma, Ghanaian weightlifter who represented her country at the London Olympics and the Commonwealth Games in Delhi. For Alberta, music really helps her reach further and reminds her of the power we hold in our own hands to do better. Here she is.
Always feel very great to represent my country. To be among the few who were chosen to represent the country in London 2012 and also in New Delhi 2010. Them say life is sweeter than, but you for take it easy and make you know the rush and blow your meter on. Just get your hustle on. I was very excited when I was chosen to represent my country. I'm representing Ghana. Don't keep doing what you do it and don't watch nobody. Now who you for listen to? We go to the internet, we hear the comments people give, and people even support us and encourage us to even take the name of Ghana high in everything that we do. So we feel it back home that people are supporting us and giving us the support to move forward.
Winners don't quit, cause quitters don't win. God forgive us, save us from sin.
Music is very important, man. Some music gives inspiration. And it encourages you in life. It pushes you in life. The artist that I chose is R2B's, and the title of the song is Life. I think life is like the video and whiskey. While from the ghetto, the alpha, a rich kid. By the boat running your game at the stakes. When you dream, dream big like the big sis. Tells you what to do. Don't envy someone. Keep holding the title you're holding. And push through life. I really like it.
Okay, okay. Boss is the chill with a drink rosé. Like play with a drink victory. Life is short like me. Weather, bring the storm with me. Weather, cause we got cheese, mo, cheddar, R2Bs. So be on, get out, Dano. Be on, get out.
Sometimes when we are training, we use music. It gives you a peace of mind sometimes to concentrate on your training. Some of the music, the words even encourages you to do your sports. Maybe when you are breaking down, by listening to some of the music, it encourages you to move on. And sometimes when you are training and maybe you are feeling disturbed and play some of the music, it lets you concentrate on it. So as for music, music is always part of human life. Mankind go give you story, but in the end they go leave you lonely. So make your own story, yeah. One life, maybe I'm a true no bankoma. I keep moving on, I'm a soldier. I never lose the title, I'm a holder. Yeah. One life, maybe I'm a true no bankoma. I keep moving on, I'm a soldier.
Soldier, I never lose the title, I'm a holder, yeah.
Ghanaian weightlifter Alberta Ampoma, for whom music is part of human life, and her chosen track, Life by Ghana R2Bs, that is a real inspiration to her. Still to come in about 20 minutes' time, the second part of Commonwealth Connections, our feature on Cyprus. And if you've got any Commonwealth connection that you'd like to share with us, you can. The hashtag is R3Commonwealth. Now let's join the Nubians from Cairo, Nuba Noor. They visited the BBC studios in Maidervale, West London, last month to sing for us and to tell me their story, one of effective exile. In the 70s, the building of the Aswan Dam meant that a large part of the lands in southern Egypt that the Nubians called home had to be flooded to create Lake Nasser. Many of them were relocated or they went to live in Cairo. And whilst they were proud to be and consider themselves Egyptians, they were also keen not to lose their Nubian identity. Their music is all about drums and voices, and Osama Mohammed, known as the Boss, told me something about it. But first they sang a song called Lil Baladini, a song about loss for a loved one, loss for a homeland.
Baby.
A beautiful song there from Nuba Nur, Lil Baladina. And I'm joined here at the table by Osama Bakri, who is one of the oldest members, I believe, existing members of the group, and the manager, Mamdou El Khadi. So give me a little bit of the history of Nuba Nur.
His uncle established the group in 1960s, in the beginning, before the migration. Osama re-established the Nuba Nur in 1992 to revive their traditions, especially in this era. It started to disappear, and he tried to collect the old members to re-establish the group again.
So Osama, when you say that the Nubian culture or identity was being lost, do you mean lost because you're now living in the big city?
Because their language, it's oral language, and when they go to Cairo, in their community, they find that they start to use the Arabic language instead of the Nubian language. So he tried to make the songs again to teach the younger generation their language and keep it and sing it.
So the songs that you sing are all very old songs, or have you written new ones?
There is an old Nubian songs, a tradition songs, and other new songs.
So Lil Baladina, the one that we just heard, that is one of the old songs from one of the old Nubian poets, I believe.
This song is a very famous song in Nubian, and the writer and singer is an old and very old singer called Muhammad Wardi.
Tell me a little bit about Yanas that you're going to sing next.
Yanas,
it is composed by Abdul Marghani, and it is about the traditions of the old Nubian people and how they are gathered together in a place and sing.
An old community song, Nubian community song.
It's an old Nubian community song, yeah.
Oh,
Yanas, an old community song there from Nuba Noor. More from that session later on in the programme. If you've just joined us, welcome. You're listening to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. On the website, you can catch up on what you've missed tonight. You can listen to the Commonwealth Connection series so far. We're up to episode 11 and all are available as podcasts. We've also got some great pictures of the places that the producers of the series have been to and of the people who've sung for them. And you'll also find tonight's playlist on there. That's all on bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3. Right, how's about the psychedelia that I promised earlier? These next two tracks span about 50 years. We're starting here in the present with Black Rooster Sound, Sonido Gallo Negro, a nine-piece band from Mexico City, and a tune called Serenata Guajira, a bit of a surreal spaghetti western wrapped up in 60s-style cumbia. And that's followed by some truly 60s Cambodian pop from one of the nation's huge stars of the time, Ros Cere Sotea. So here are the Mexicans and Serenata Guajira.
Thank you.
Brazilian all-round music man and experimenter Hugo Lins and Josefini from his album Vermelhas Nuvens, Red Clouds. Hugo teaches, plays, records and composes music, largely based around his knowledge of the music from the state of Pernambuco in the northeast of Brazil. His instrument is a dynamic viola. By adding some rings to the top of the instrument and an aluminium disc to the centre, it has a distinctly Pernambucan style. And that track is a great example of it. Before that was Ross Sere Sotea, a famous singer during the final years of the Khmer Rouge, and a track on Rough Guide to Psychedelic Cambodia, a great collection of seriously wacky and addictive pop. And so to the second part of tonight's Commonwealth Connection. We've already been to Africa's west coast to visit Ghana through the eyes of Olympic weightlifter Alberta Ampona. Well, now we're heading off to the island nation in the eastern Mediterranean Sea, Cyprus. The country's location near Turkey and Greece and the coastlines of Syria, Lebanon and Egypt has brought it a fair few troubles in its long, long history. But this has also made its music and culture so rich.
Cyprus is an area where people used to come and live all the time. It's near the Middle East, and it's a big Greek influence here because most of the people wanted to be Greek. We have, on the other side, the Arabs. We had Europeans in Cyprus. So our music is an amalgam from all these aspects.
Είμαι ο Μιχάλης ο Τερλικάς. Η άλλη πηγή μουσικής.
My name is Michalis Terlikas. I was born in 1955. My family was poor. My father was poor, but he liked music very much. So he was one of the first people in the village who had a radio and also a gramophone. That's how I had the opportunity from early on to listen to the radio and also to the 78 RPM discs. I remember for sure that I started singing when I was 4 years old, but it might have been earlier.
Καλώς ήρθαν οι ξένοι μας και κάτσαν στις τσαέρες θωρώσα σουλούσας γύρων. Τρία λα 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 la 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 o torosas ulusas iron che copo les manieres on ja eran basi to sacin κι αγάπουσας που μια σαρκής. Τρια λα 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 λα
la 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 la.
Όταν ήμουν μικρής, δεν ξεχωρίζα.
When I was little, I couldn't tell music genres apart. I was just singing whatever I could hear. But when I grew up, the things that I had learned as a child played a role in what I subsequently chose to sing.
Τι να θυκιαλέξω να τραγουδώ μετά.
Ογκλαμένη πα στο μνήμα μου, να τη πω να πεθάνω.
Να τη πω να πεθάνω.
Ογκλαμένη
Κεφκάλι με που πάνω.
I am Evagoras Karagiorgis. I'm a music teacher and a composer. And I always try to find out more and more about our musical tradition in Cyprus and how it's going to go and where it's going to go in the future. Cyprus is not a place where you produce a lot of things. Usually it takes from outside. We try our best through the centuries, but it's in vain, something that is vain, and we detect all the time that foreign things influence Cyprus a lot, and the music, of course. So we have a lot of corpus of music that we can locate variations of this music near Asia area, from old Smyrna, that was Greek, and now it's Turkey. A lot of influence from Greece, because a lot of people here liked the Greek music and the Greek culture. culture, the tradition. And we have also, we can locate from the Middle East area, Lebanon, Egypt, Syria, Persia. So we detect material from all over the world. I think that Cyprus is getting better and better in music. Of course, there is a lot of things comparing to what it used to be. It's much better now in all styles of music. I mean, for some years, people stopped making lutes in Cyprus. And all of a sudden, the last decade, Xiphios, he made about 20 lutes, which is big number for me. There are students going abroad studying traditional music. So it's a lot of good hope towards this time and what is going to happen in Cyprus in the future with music in general.
Mencier Dumani. My name is Antonis Antoniou, and I play benzouras.
My name is Dimitris, and I play the flute and the trombone.
I'm Angelos, and I play the guitar.
The music we play, in one phrase, could be described as traditional Cypriot folk music with a twist. We're rearranging the traditional Cypriot folk songs, adding more contemporary material and elements, and also fusing other styles of music.
To be honest, when I was growing up, I was never listening to Cypriot traditional music. My family used to, so I know the songs, the melodies, but personally, I was not very interested. Later on, I got interested in different traditions first, and then I rediscovered Cypriot music.
Thank you.
For this one, we were inspired by something that happened to us while we were busking in Lydra Street in Nicosia. Basically, what happened is that the police came to us and they threatened to arrest us because, as they said, we were begging. Because there was a really old colonial law, I think, that was about the begging. And what happened is that at the end, the policemen, they had to say sorry to us, and then they had to change the law. From that moment on the buskers are free to play in Cyprus. Actually, the last 5 to 10 years, there's lots of young people that they got into this music, and they went to Greece to study traditional music, and they came back. So that we have more educated musicians. They have ideas. They have new ideas. They bring them in. So there's something going on at this moment in the Cypriot scene.
The music of Cyprus spanning the millennia and the continents, ending in the present with young Cypriot trio Monsieur Doumani. Check out producer Gavin McCollum's blog about his trip. Next week's feature of Commonwealth Connection comes from Malawi, and if I get time tonight, I'll play you something from there. Now, last week, I saw Malingo performing at Southbank Centre in London as part of La Linea Festival. He was absolutely mesmerising. He's an Argentinian rocker turned tangoista, but also, I believe, an actor. He came onto the stage in a Charlie Chaplin meets Twin Peaks type character and then proceeded to entertain us with what I like to call tango noir. It didn't matter that the songs were all in Spanish. His facial expressions and gestures were explanation enough of some of the characters in his songs and their twisted fates. This is one of the numbers he sang that night. It's from his album Liniera, and it lends itself to theatrics. La Canción del Liniera, the Song of the Vagabond.
Se asoma alegre el sol sobre los campos del talar, junto a las vías van los lincheras, chupando como el caracol, la casa cuesta hacia la sal, van los gitanos todos los días, ellos no saben de dolor, y en cada boca hay un cantar y a gritos dicen sus alegrías, indiferentes al amor y en el eterno trajinar, ellos desechan melancolía. Cuando se asoma alegre el sol sobre los campos del talar, junto a las vías van los lincheras, y al llegar se oye un peón entonar esta canción.
Linchera soy,
corro el mundo y no sé a dónde voy.
Linchera soy,
lo que gano lo gasto, lo doy.
No se llora,
ni en la vida deseo. Alegre el sol sobre los campos del talar, junto a las vías van los lincheras, y al llegar se oye un peón entonar esta canción.
Linchera soy,
corro el mundo y no sé a dónde voy.
Thank you.
Fanfara Complexa, our second taste of Budapest tonight, the first being Romango near the beginning of the programme. Fanfara Complexa started out as a band in the dance halls of Budapest and have gone on to become a leading folk band around the region. That was two short tracks rolled into one from the compilation Hungarian Heartbeats Volume 5. Well, moving from the Hungarian dance hall to the Brazilian, Orquestra Imperial is a supergroup made up of some of Rio's most sought-after musicians, from Wilson das Neves to Cassim. They formed just over 10 years ago with the sole aim of reviving the big band sound of the 70s that made the city's dance halls swing. And there was one in particular, the then-defunct ballroom in Humaitá in Rio, that they had their eye on. In fact, I saw Orquestra Imperial playing in the ballroom a few years ago, after gathering in the alleyway outside the venue that was crawling with people chatting and drinking beer. We headed down some stairs into a cavernous room where the serious business of dancing was taking place. The atmosphere was amazing. And at about 2 o'clock in the morning, when the band came on, the place just exploded into a frenzy of shaking hips and ridiculously fast moving feet. I can't replicate the atmosphere you hear in the studio, but I can give you Orquestra Imperial and a track from their latest album, Fazendo as Pazes como Swing, Making Peace with the Swing. And it's called Quer a Folia.
Quem me vê cantar não sabe quanto padeço, mas em meu interior trago uma grande dor e não mereço. Meu coração pobre e coitado, amargurado, ainda chora por um alguém que um dia foi embora. Por um alguém que um dia foi embora. Quem me vê cantar não sabe quanto padeço, mas em meu interior trago uma grande dor e não mereço. Meu coração pobre e coitado, amargurado, ainda chora.
Thank you.
Ombumi from Easy Kabaka Brown, one of Nigeria's stars of the 70s, and a track from his album Opotopo that he recorded back in 1976, an album recently re-released on Soundway Records. There are only five tracks on it, but each one of them is a delight. You're listening to Lopa Kotari here on World on 3. My guests tonight are a group of Nubian frame drummers called Nuba Noor, who came into the studio last month. The second part of that session began with a song called Desi Lemon, the A-side of a 7-inch vinyl record that they're releasing especially for Record Store Day, which is tomorrow. On the other side of the record, the double A-side, is their cover of the Manic Street Preachers song Ready for Drowning from their hit album This Is My Truth, Tell Me Yours. Both songs deal with the flooding of the countryside and the loss of homes. Mamadou El-Kadi and Osama Mohamed Bakri, who the band called The Boss, told me about Record Store Day and why they picked those two songs in particular. But first, let's hear them play Desi Lemon. So I'm back here again with Osama and Mamdou. That song that we've just heard, Desi Lemon, that's coming out on vinyl as a single. Is that right?
Yes,
tomorrow?
This is our single. I hope that you will enjoy it tomorrow in the Record Store Days.
Tell me something about how this record has come about and the collaboration that you got with the Welsh Arts group as well.
In the beginning, as you may know that Nubians have drowned after the building the dam, and they have to move from their homelands to a new one. It's very far from Nile banks, and they didn't like it. And most of them wants to go back to the old Nubians, and they wants to share their sadness for this situation. It has happened also with the Welsh after building the dam in Cabachillan. We have this idea of making a collaboration with the musicians, and we made the rehearsals last year, and we are touring with them now.
In a sense, through the loss of a homeland, brought two very different communities together. On the record, you also sing that it's shared in Welsh and in Nubian and in Arabic.
Arabic, yes.
It's a wonderful story. Tell me, Osama, because I'm curious, do you feel that you are Nubian, or do you feel that you are Egyptian? Is there a difference between the two?
Nuba and Egypt, it is the same, and they feel that the Nubia is the old Egyptian from the beginning, from the ancient Egyptian. They was Nubian, so he feels like he's Nubian Egyptian.
Tell me about the last song that you're going to sing. This is Anlea Nechera.
Anlea Nechera, Wellaboyan Sutra.
It is about, this is my privacy. It's not for anyone, and no one can see what I'm doing and what I'm feeling now.
Thank you both. Thank you very much. Osama Bakhi.
Shukran.
Thank you.
Mamdou Al-Khadi and the rest of Nubano. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nuba Noor, the frame drummers of Nubia, keeping the music of an ancient civilization alive, not only on the streets of Cairo, but all over the world. And how to follow the Nubian drum and voice? Well, with a bit of the same, so to speak, from Canada. Here's Anne Janelle and a song called Black is the Colour.
Black, black, black is the colour of my true love. Black, black, black is the colour of my trips. Like girls so fair, and the prettiest face, and the neatest face, and the prettiest face. I love the girls when she stands. She with the one dress hair. She with the one dress hair. Black, black, black is the color of my true love's hair. Her lips are like a rose so fair, and the prettiest face and the neatest hand. I love the grass whereon she stands, she with the wondrous hair.
Yet we never know
Rich but Poor from Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars and Libation, the first album they've brought out in 10 years, and it's really good, from polyrhythmic funk to their own blend of reggae. Over the last few years, they've honed their skills and bring together their social and political commentary with catchy, danceable tunes, and this album is testament to that. I would happily play the entire album on the programme. Well, it's coming up to 12:45 in the morning. I'm Lopa Katari, and you're listening to World on 3. Here's El Camalote from Argentinian singer Soema Montenegro.
Oh,
luces me voy.
Wondering what has seen these skies below.
remembering the beginning from American indie bluegrass band Elephant Revival. And that's just about it for tonight. We've got time, I think, for a couple more tracks. As I mentioned earlier, next week, as we cross the halfway point in our Commonwealth Connection series, Malawi, a landlocked country in Southeast Africa that this year celebrates 50 years of independence, is going to be our main feature. Like so many of the countries that we've covered so far in the series, it has a rich and diverse music culture, from township jive to soul and roots. Here's a taster of what you're going to hear. It's a beautiful piece of simple harmony in a song called Leka Uboka, Stop Being Stubborn, written by Stanley Matenga and one of the members of Nyandoro and the Black Souls. Nyandoro and the Black Souls, and a taste of next week's Commonwealth Connection feature from Malawi. The heritage track is going to be from Grenada's award-winning writer Jacob Ross, as the nation prepares to cheer for their star sprinter Kirani James, who'll be heading for the Games in Glasgow this summer. And next week, Marianne Kennedy will be here chatting to the gloaming in the studio. I saw them at Union Chapel in London not long ago, and you're in for an evening of Zen from across the Irish Sea. The gloaming will carry you away on their wave. I'm Lopa Kotari. You've been listening to World on 3 on BBC Radio 3. I'll be back on the 16th of May. I leave you with one final song. It's from guitarist and oud player Kari Bagili. It's Kali Mats from his album Kali City. And it features the languorous, melancholic voice of Samia Sabri. Till next time, goodbye. قلبي أعطيها هدية.
لكل العالم. هدية من قلبي، هدية السلام، هدية السلام، السلام للشرق والغرب. الحياة علمتني الناس بتموت، بس الحب والله بيدوم بيدوم. لو بإيدي السلام يعم على كل العالم، يعم والله يعم السلام.
This is BBC Radio 3. Welcome to Through the Night with me, Katrina Young. I'm starting with a real curiosity tonight, and to my mind, a real treat as well. We're going to be hearing music from the Eastern Orthodox tradition, music that spans well over a millennium, from a 7th century Syrian monk right up to a Serbian composer who died in 2006. I'm featuring three Eastern European choirs, starting with the Archangel Michael Vocal Ensemble from Belgrade. They were taking part in a choral festival in Serbia, and they began with three works. First, part of a crucifixion by the Russian Pavel Chesnikov, a prayer based on words spoken by the repentant thief who was crucified with Christ.